May 22nd, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 through 35.
My son, keep your father's commandment, and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always, tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life, to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, and do not let her capture you with her eyelashes, for the price of a prostitute is only a loaf of bread, but a married woman hunts down a precious life. Can a man carry fire next to his chest, and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk on hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? So is he who goes in to his neighbor's wife. None who touches her will go unpunished. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his appetite when he is hungry. But if he is caught, he will pay sevenfold. He will give all the goods of his house. He who commits adultery lacks sense. He who does it destroys himself. He will get wounds and dishonor, and his disgrace will not be wiped away. For jealousy makes a man furious, and he will not spare when he takes revenge. He will accept no compensation. He will refuse, though you multiply gifts.
Sexual Temptation, Dan Doriani. The law, the prophets, the apostles, and Jesus himself teach us that adultery is sinful. Here Solomon tells his sons that adultery, the taking of another man's wife, is also foolish and destructive. It causes more harm than other sins, including other sexual sins. It enrages a wronged husband, whose revenge will be severe, and it brings lasting shame, so that the adulterer's disgrace will not be wiped away. Society is awash in sexual temptation. The church rightly says no to sexual sin, but Solomon leads to a more comprehensive approach that doesn't only say no, but also encourages his children to rejoice in the goodness of sex. Solomon describes the strategy of the married woman who would seduce a prince. She is beautiful. She winks and flatters. She will seize a man and grab a kiss. She whispers, "Her husband is away. Her bed is empty." Her beauty and seductive words might lead his son astray, so Solomon labors to win his son. He invokes the boy's mother. Keep your father's commandment and forsake not your mother's teaching. Solomon commends his teaching in language that echoes Israel's Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, which should be on our mind all the time. Like the law, these instructions should be on the heart and before the eyes, since they are a guide for life as one walks, lies down, and rises up. As the law is a lamp for life, so these commands are light and life-giving. Solomon's comments in this passage may surprise us. All sins offend God. Thus, adultery is no more sinful than other violations. But it is more destructive. When a man sees a prostitute, he makes a purchase, a foolish one, but still a transaction. The price of a prostitute is only a loaf of bread. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 26. Adultery is more costly. It ruins a home, brings dishonor and destruction, and rouses a husband's jealousy. The adulterer burns his own flesh, suffers punishment, and bears lasting disgrace. Solomon tells his son to weigh the consequences. Obedience works. Wickedness wounds. If a starving man steals, people understand, though he still pays for his crime. But no one will understand the adulterer. No adulterer will go unpunished. Verse 29. A jealous husband will accept no compensation. Verse 35. Even here, however, we are reminded of the gospel of grace, which scandalizes us with the good news that we can go unpunished because the Father accepted the Son's compensation for our sin.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the Global Church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.